What you talking about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It from RM Stout, we have Dean Haas and Missy Guthmiller. And Missy and Dean, welcome to our show.
Hey, welcome. Yeah. Welcome.
Thank you guys so much for taking time. I am ecstatic that this is returning. I know this has to be at least the staple of the summer kickoff events. And one of the biggest ones, the Running of the Pink, returning for 15th annual this year on June 4th. And Missy or Dean, I don't know who wants to start, but you guys have been involved with this for multiple years, and this has done some great things in our community.
Yes. Well, I've been there since the beginning.
Since the beginning.
So the full, 27 runners we had and walkers, the very first one. So yeah. That was a long time ago. That was back when, I think it was, that was when it was to Jamestown College, and we were up there now, you know, the university, but we've been hosting it at our facility since we've been uptown here or downtown here now. But 15 years, we've raised, before the money this year, we were at $186,000. And I just want to make sure people know 100% of you buy a shirt, donate $25, $25 goes out to the hospital. We keep nothing. Casey donates the shirts. We donate all our time and labor. And by the way, it is the biggest road race in Jamestown. We got runners that come from all over the United States to do this, but it's the biggest 5K, biggest 10K in Jamestown, period. So if you're competitive, you're going to have people to run with.
And now Running of the Pink, obviously that's a significant part of this as well. That money, like you said, Dean, is getting donated, but there's a reason why, raising money for those programs.
Well, we need that. Yeah. It is needed. I mean, there's people, that can't afford to go in and get the mammogram, go in and get that stuff. The bottom line is between Women's Way, the hospital, but it's no excuses. There is no reason that you cannot go in, because this money's staying 100% in Jamestown, 100% out at the hospital. So if someone needs a mammogram, they can go in and get it, because this money is going to that.
Absolutely. So again, the 15th annual Running of the Pink coming up here on June 4th. We have Missy Guthmiller and Dean Haas joining us here on Let's Talk About It. And we need runners. Like, that's how we're raising money for this thing. And right now you guys are still accepting registrations, right?
We sure. As of right now, we had 350 people registered. We would like to get a whole bunch more, and we are still accepting registrations right up until the time the race starts that Saturday morning.
And I heard too, packet pickup is starting this week, so we can even start getting ahead of that.
Matter of fact, shame on us, we didn't take a photo, but we'll set it up. We'll get a photo out there on Facebook and everything that we picked the packets up today. So we just got to get our ducks in order. But I'm going to say by Thursday, you can stop out. You can register and just pick your packet up, so you don't have to worry about it on race day or walk day. And we do get hundreds and hundreds of walkers and people that have been doing it. We make it fun too. We've given out prizes for the best dress. So, and I'm not talking to tux, although you can come in your tux, but we got people that are dressing up for it, bringing their dogs, dressing the dogs up, kids in strollers. It's a fun event, fun day. I'll let Messi talk about it, but I think we got some even food lined up. So we're going to have vendors there so you can turn around and you can even eat after the race or after the run.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend eating before the run at all. I don't run, but I think that's not the best idea. But
it's frowned upon,
But yeah, and Dean hit the nail on the head there, Missy. I people don't have to run and compete in this, because we know multiple people have been touched in their lives by cancer some way, shape, or form. This is just one of the many ways we can help raise money and help raise awareness of that. So runners, walkers alike, anybody's welcome to sign up for this, right?
Absolutely. In fact, we have groups that have been doing this every year to support a loved one they've lost. And we encourage groups like that to come out, remember your loved one you've lost, or honor one that's fighting it currently. Sign up as a group so you get recognized, because we do give a prize away for the largest group.
So do that as well. Missy, can you walk us through the cost of registration and how the day shapes up, what time people need to show up, and roughly how long that takes on June 4th?
Right. Currently, right now, registration is $20 for a senior 60 and over, adults is $25, and youth 12 and under is $20. And like I said, we will accept your registrations, your signups, right up until the time of the race. We will have the shirts then. So if you don't have your shirts picked up, if you can't make it in before then, we will still have your shirt waiting for you. And the race will start at 9. We encourage everybody to get there early, just so we don't have that mad rush at the end to get to that starting line.
For sure. Again, 9 a.m. Again, it is a 5K run walk. The 15th annual Running the Pink on June 4th. Are we missing anything? I mean, again,
mentioned Casey's Maxi.
That's, I'm glad you said that because we want to tap into those pockets, right?
All right. Every year, Casey, for the last handful of years, has been given $10,000. He'll match that because it's the 15th annual. Casey's going to give $15,000. He will match. Right now, we're only at about $8,000. We need to empty Casey's pockets. So bottom line is we want to get to 15. So we match the 15. By the way, that would put us over $200,000 that we've raised for this event.
Unbelievable.
So in Jamestown.
In Jamestown. Yeah.
Yes.
Keep his feet to the fire. We got to keep going. Absolutely. Again, this is coming up on June 4th, Running in the Pink, raising money that will stay 100% local. RM Style putting this on, dedicating the time, which we appreciate you guys doing. Let's get signed up. Multiple ways to do so. I know they can call, they can stop by, they can go to the website. You want to list some of those ways, Dean, if you got those there?
Well, and before I forget,
yeah,
since we started it a year or two ago, you can do it virtually.
Oh, yes.
So virtually. Even if you want to sign up, do it virtually. Send us in your time. If you're going to do the run, I get my best times. Oh, man. I went up to a 10K.
Didn't I see you up there on a treadmill with like the lawn chair?
Yeah.
Warren, he's not telling you it took him a week to do that 10K, though.
But I know last year, one of our 10K came from like Italy. One of our Jamestown person that's stationed over there in the military. Even reach out to one of your family members and say, hey, we're all doing this. We know you're wherever. Do it with us and do it virtually. And you can sign up, do it, get your shirt to you, the whole nine yards.
Get involved in any way, shape, or form, physically or virtually, like Dean said, June 4th. So now we can go over how we get signed up. And again, the earlier you get signed up, the better it'll be for everybody who's helping to organize this. It makes it a little bit easier, right, Missy?
It does. We are accepting registrations, like I said, right up until start time. You can stop in and see me at the dealership to register in person. And like we said, bags should be ready for pickup on Thursday. So you could register, pick up your shirt, everything at the same time. Oh, and the goodie bag, of course. There's goodies from our sponsor that they've snuck in there. You can also register online at stoutcars.com. Or register the morning of.
All right. So June 4th, circle that day. We want to see you out there. I know the Rover's going to be out there playing some music for those runners as well, getting some water out there. 15th annual Running of the Pink, help make a difference. Missy or Dean, anything else I'm missing? Anything else you want to add? There's a lot that goes into this, but I think it's great that it's returning here for 15
years. It's awesome. Get signed up.
There you go. Dean and Missy, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Warren.